We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Heat lose. Listen, man, it can't be Heat in five if you don't lose a game. That would be Heat in four, and it's always Heat in five. So we're not going to get too down about this. I mean, it was a fun game to watch. My pressure was up. I almost had a couple heart attacks. Big three from Ariza. Big layup to send it into overtime. Huge corner three from Dragic in overtime. And then you play really good defense on Chris Middleton, but Chris Middleton does what Chris Middleton does. He hits a mid-range right in Duncan's face. Duncan and Ariza both played him really, really well. You chalk it up. It's just one of those shots. There was nothing they could have done to stop that. A lot of missed layups, and Bam played great on defense. I'm not going to take that away from him. He was tremendous. Giannis couldn't do shit on Bam. And he was getting some of the contested rebounds. He was, swatting away lob attempts. But offensively, my God, man. We're going to get into it a little bit. But listen, I don't think we should get too down with Bam and Jimmy having totally inefficient nights, totally efficient days, whatever you want to call it. These day games are fucking me up. But having completely inefficient games and you only lose by two in overtime to the Bucks at home, I think you feel real good as a Heat fan going into the next game. Bring me out, Brass. I know the people want to rant, man. They want to rant. But I'm not going to panic. Heat in five comes with a loss.
I'm
not going to go off on Bam. I'm going to try not to. I'm holding it in, man. I'm holding it in. But you know what? Let's get to the fun stuff. It's daytime. Tiff's outside having brunch, communing with nature. Mimosas on tap. So, Brass, let's find out what everybody's drinking. Yes, you read that right. What Are You Drinking is now sponsored by Harry Blues Gin. There you go. Take a look at that. Harry Blues, local company making fine gin. You can find it at Total Wine and Spirits. They have displays. I was in there the other day. They have a big display of Harry Blue's gin. I was like, look, that's our new sponsor. You guys go check them out. Go to Total Wine, pick it up. They are sponsoring the segment I have by Harry Blue's gin and tonic today. Moose, Monkey Shoulder. What you drinking?
Okay, that? I gotta give the people what they want. Now, Harry Blues, I love you. Thank you. And I'm so happy to say that every drip drop is now sponsored. Gotta hit them one time for the payment. Drip drop. I love it. I'm not usually a gin person, but this one is so smooth, so good. But it's the playoffs. Got to give the people what they want. You know, I still got that Monkey Shoulder here as my usual drink.
The classics. Listen, Tiff, I tried. I drank the light liquor today. We usually win when I drink light liquor. But listen, I did my part.
You did your part. It's all right. Listen.
What are you drinking today? Are you guys, do you have some of the Harry
Blues? You mean you weren't up there chucking up threes, Alf?
Huh?
You weren't up there chucking up threes?
Ill-timed early shot clock threes from the worst shooters on the team. That's always good. Right. What are you drinking tonight?
Alf said he looked at the basket tonight.
Oh, well, I like somebody.
No, I got my gin concoction here. I actually made a drink called Get 'em Next Time.
So it's delicious.
So it's your Harry Blues and whatever the fuck you got in the fridge.
Love it. What you got, Brass?
Because Harry Blues, fantastic gin, I didn't want something with too many ingredients, so I made a gimlet, which is just gin, fresh squeezed lime juice, and simple syrup. Very refreshing, and Harry Blues is oh so tasty.
Sounds like a Lord of the Rings creature.
My quest gimlet.
Quest for the gimlet. Was it gimlet or gimlet?
Gimlet.
Gimlet. Gimlet.
I'm going to say gimlet.
Gimlet shot too many
gimlet,
threes
tonight. Gimlet Butler.
Gimlet shot too many threes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Frankie, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm finishing this strawberry gin and hoping this gets me fucked up enough
to forget this game.
Absolutely.
It wasn't that bad.
It was just the ugly game.
It's annoying.
It was just the ugly game.
Just annoying.
Siobhan, what are you drinking today?
I'm a tad stressed out. Double fist as always, though. We got the Mondavi Sauvignon, and we have some, I think I did this before, Jack Daniel's rye, peach punch, and some ginger beer.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
All right. Double fisted on a Harry's yet.
Honestly, it's coming. It's coming.
It's on the way.
FedEx is hating on the shipments.
Hell yeah.
Like we bootleggers and shit. Like
it's like the Prohibition era.
they thought G and Alpha was Martin and Eddie.
Sure. I'd have to take that shit up.
Some
in a
of y'all might
wagon,
have got that joke at home. Some of them might have got that joke at home. Some of them probably didn't.
Some of them did.
Some of them are Googling it right now.
Yeah. So, the people that got that joke are also allowed to laugh at the Mr. Deadman driving Miss Daisy shop. Moose, getting to this game. I know the big thing is going to be Bam. Jimmy needs to be better too, right? But one thing I will say on a positive note, it looks like Goran's healthy, right?
Goran was huge tonight.
Goran was amazing. Yeah. Duncan was amazing. The thing is, you hope you did not waste a 50-point outing from Duncan and Goran. Those guys kept you in the game. They, you know, they did what they needed to do, right? You get Jimmy to 8 minutes left in a close game, and you let Jimmy take you home. And Jimmy had it on some possessions, not others. He was just inconsistent. I did like the fact that he was attacking, getting Brook Lopez in foul trouble after not doing it for most of the game. But, I mean, Moose, talk a little bit about the bench unit, the guys that did show up tonight.
Let's give Duncan Robinson the praise. Let's give Goran Dragic the praise. Like, this is no shot at Jimmy, because I said this in the chat earlier. Look, we've seen Dwayne Wade have bad playoff games, especially the first playoff game, like game one of the series. Heat in five, this is what we do. So I'm not concerned with what I saw out of Jimmy. I am concerned with what I saw out of Bam, but we'll get to that a little bit later. Right now, we're going to stick on the bench players because that's what's really – that's what kept us in the game. Jimmy got us to overtime, but the bench kept us in the game. And to your point, Alf, hopefully we didn't waste that, but it's nice to see Dragic is in a little bit of that playoff rhythm, and hopefully Duncan is still in that zone in game two because he was on fire tonight.
Right,
Tiff,
right.
To lose the game by only two – when, you know, your two stars are 8 for 37. You shoot 37% from the field. You can't get in the paint. Right. Is this a sign of good things to come? Or is this, you know, are you worried about, you know, the rest of the series?
So we'll say, I'm just going to say, let's just say Duncan and Goran, that they're going to be on their roll, right? They're going to be productive going forward. I think it's a sign of good things to come because Jimmy hasn't played in what, over a week? So he's had how much time off? He was rusty.
10 days
and
off.
He looked rusty, but yeah. So I that's why I said in the chat, I wasn't worried about Jimmy. And I said if we'd played up to 85% up to our standards, we win this game. But we didn't. And I don't think there's anything to worry about. Concern though, if there is an issue with Bam's hand. Like, that's an issue. Like, I'm worried about that. If he just had a bad game, you know what? You chalk it up, you come back, you start over. But if there's an issue with his hand, well, listen, we're going to be seeing a lot more threes from Jimmy. And I don't know.
Listen, what was it? He shot 8 threes today?
Nine.
I guess that's the secret. I guess that's the secret weapon.
5 too many.
But you know what? Yes, you wouldn't have to shoot those. He that's wouldn't have to shoot problems. Those if Bam was stepping up.
Yeah,
that's why that's I'm pissed at Bam. I'm not pissed that's at Jimmy for those threes.
I mean, those what's early transition threes, though. Like,
I'm mad at that. There's only one. There's like two guys
on like three of those.
There's like he four did, guys on a team no that should offense. Shoot them, and they weren't the ones shooting those. Right. Like, Frankie,
we don't run an offense.
Right. Right. That was my problem.
Like, yeah. There's no offense.
Everything's standing around. The Bucks can put four or five great defenders on the court all times, and the offense is two guys on the ball, three guys on the ball, and the other two guys are standing around doing nothing. Makes the help extra easy. They shot terribly in the paint. They got outscored by like 30 points in the paint. I haven't looked at the numbers, but they got killed in the paint. Like
they kept missing layups.
Yeah, they kept missing layups. Mm-hmm. They kept passing out of layups. Bam and Jimmy passing out of layups. And you need those extra easy shots. Yeah, the other guys can't get to the rim. Goran hit a couple floaters, and that gives you a little relief. But the anytime Jimmy and Bam are in the paint, they're passing out or missing bunnies. Mm-hmm. Jimmy in the first quarter, that fucking wide open layup he missed.
Right.
Oh
right.
My god.
That's that when you knew he was going to be off.
Yeah.
that was foreshadowing. Yeah.
That's when you knew.
My thing. I'm not concerned about because you know I know we're going to talk about Bam's worst playoff performance of his career. This is Jimmy's worst playoff performance. Jimmy had 6 turnovers. His decision making was all over the fucking place today. His passing was terrible, and we still had a shot down to in overtime on the road.
And then I mean, you had it tied up, and then Chris Middleton hits a contested shot. Like you could have gone to a second overtime.
Both contested that shot.
Yeah. That was a great defense. Yeah. Credit to Middleton.
But you were right, Alf. If you rewatch it, Duncan is right there. Trevor sneaks in. They both get their hands up. Guess what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he made it. So, you know, that's just what it is. Good defense, better offense.
Yeah.
And like Alf said, that's what he's made his career off of. That's mid-range jump shot and the corner three. That's what Middleton does. So if you're a Bucks fan, like that's what you pay him for.
Well, also flopping for flagrants. But
oh, God.
Well, yeah, that too. Like he got shot on the court.
Siobhan, someone asked you about...
Make it a little less obvious, NBA, but go on.
Siobhan, somebody asked you about the play where literally Jimmy was like, attack, like go. Do something, motherfucker. Like, he was just yelling at Bam, like, come on. Like, they're playing 4-on-5 on offense. Brooke Lopez just can sit in the lane, and, like, there's nowhere for Jimmy to attack. And Jimmy was finding seams in the fourth quarter, but, man, it shouldn't have to be that fucking hard. But because Bam doesn't help him.
If you want, we can get into breakdown now. We can get that out the way, because that's what it is.
Okay, let's go. Let's go right into it, Brass.
All right.
In the Siobhan's breakdown.
Oh, hold on, hold up. Let me break it down. So it can forever and consistently be broke.
First, before we get started, yeah, this is about them for me, but they did a lot of stuff early in the game that I knew that they were going to lament down the stretch. People were talking about, you know, we were getting good looks. Those things have fall. Those things have happened. You don't squander opportunities. You don't squander gifts like that. And we did that way too often, way too early. Go ahead, Brass. Right out the gate, I was amazed.
Well, much better tip, by the way, this game.
Much better tip. Much better tip. I was amazed at how they were defending Duncan from the tip, from the opening. So he's gonna come off here and then pause, right? So look at the layout of this floor. Look at how open he is, Duncan. But then look at the space that's around Bam. We'll come back to this. Duncan will hit this. Go ahead. And I like they just sat Brooks so low the entire game. He was at free throw line, elbow area, or lower. And I didn't understand. You can go to the next one, Brass.
Okay, it's coming. Oh. Good defensive play.
Yeah, good defensive play. Jimmy started off with a steal. He had like 3 steals in the first quarter. He looked good defensively. Bam looked good defensively. We need other things from them, though, unfortunately. That's the makeup of this team.
Go to the next play?
Yeah. Same thing. Dunk is coming off again. Pause. So as he's into his shot motion, look at the space that's available for Bam. He can step into that. He can, like, there's so much space on the floor, and it just boggles my mind why he won't relocate and make himself available. Go ahead.
I feel like when there's that much space, Bam sees like an invisible wall.
He
doesn't move.
He's not confident in his skill set, or he gets nervous or afraid or timid. I don't get it. It's jarring to see because it happens every other play. It's so frequent. Go to the next one. We have good action. Jimmy's gonna like fake come off the screen. Or no, I'm sorry, it's a different play. I'm not really sure what happened kind of in that jumble confusion there. Setting it, pause. At the point, so after Bam set this screen, he has room to even dive. I'm not even saying shoot the jumper all the time. I'm not saying get to the cup every time. When you are presented with different, you know, ways of getting things done, you got to step into it. There was a play where Duncan was under duress and like couldn't get the shot off and had to pass back to Bam, and Bam still would not look or turn his head toward the basket. I don't get it. And then go ahead to the last one is I think the play of Jimmy having to tell him to look at the basket, set the fake screen, comes back. This is a play. Passes out.
Look,
look at the rim. And then he look and like oh shit, and like put no, like you had that.
Yeah, like what is game. That?
And I don't care that this is the Bam that he's been the all season. You are in a different part of the season now. You understand what it has, or you need to be more understanding of what is required of you in these moments. I don't care what the offensive scheme is. You can take me out. I don't care what the schemes are. I don't care what your freedom or your, I don't care what the call is at that time. Spo's not on the floor. Quinn's not on the floor. Karan's not on the floor. You see what is and what isn't working. And this unselfishness that we praise Bam for is really actively hurting his team. It's making things difficult. He gets other people open. They get themselves open, running and moving and coming off. So,
and he's off the comments, like saying that, like, oh, he flipped his switch.
Yeah. What? No, you haven't. It's the same. This switch been in the same like neutral position all season. You know, like when you have a short in the switch and you got to like flick it on and off to like get it to stay on. That's been Bam all season.
Well, no, and we all expected him to even come out ultra aggressive after being denied the Defensive Player of the Year, even just being a finalist.
I don't
finalist,
know why
like,
y'all, but why did y'all expect that?
Because it's a narrative and people like the narrative and like, it's fun.
I think Moose wasn't here the last show, but I think it was me and you, Alf, when we were saying that about like the narrative of like, oh, you got disrespected, so he's going to come out. And I said, I don't think that's the case. I think he's just going to come out and be however he's been. And this is exactly what happened. Like, I think he needed this game to get to the aggressive Bam. Like, this is the game that he needed. If
this, he played this exact same game against the Bucks last week. Was it last Saturday?
Like, yes, he
played
did.
This exact fucking game. And it's
he didn't go into a phone booth and take his glasses off, y'all. He's not Superman.
How do you not make an adjustment as a player?
It's barely breaking.
He's hardwired.
He's barely blank man.
Right. Man. Exactly.
I didn't.
That's what I heard. Too.
I didn't hear that.
You didn't say handyman, did you?
No.
About that. That's it.
Let's move on.
But no. But like, it's as a player, how do you watch that tape and not do something different?
Because wired. He's hardwired.
You got to rewire yourself. Like, listen,
but it's also like, has anyone ever said to him on the team, go ahead and bust that offense? If you don't see what you like, go
Jimmy
ahead.
Said well, it in the middle of the play.
I'm not talking, but I'm not talking about Jimmy. I'm talking about the coaching staff. Have they ever said to him?
Yes.
He says it all the time. He says the coaching staff wants me to shoot. They want me to be more aggressive. So then, and then he goes out there, and like he shot the ball 15 times. It didn't feel like it.
They
were missing a bunch of putbacks and layups and all this other stuff. And it's like he should have shot the ball 25 times with the way they were playing. Like
the shots that they were giving him is the shot that he's been taking all season. His jump right. Like I personally have been upset with him times in the season where I feel like he wasn't attacking, but they were giving him the shit that he has been working at and doing well all season. He wouldn't even step into those opportunities.
But this is the same conversation every other game.
But it's the playoffs now. It can't be the same conversation.
But you're right. But I'm just saying, like, let's not act surprised.
Yes.
But I feel like last season, like in the playoffs last year, they were playing him like this, but he was punishing people.
Well, that was because you also had a guard that was giving him the ball and like finding he wasn't doing the dribble handoffs as much in the playoffs. Remember, Goran was starting and they really went away from the dribble handoff. So they're running pick and roll. Goran's finding him in the short roll. He's getting the shots and rhythm. He's never been comfortable doing the DHOs and then looking for his shot like that. He has to get to that point because that shot's there all game, and that's an easy open look. Also mix it up. He tried to mix it up and take it to Brooke, and wasn't getting any calls, wasn't getting to the line. He only shot one free throw today, but like
that's a problem. Do you hear what you just said?
Yeah, one free throw.
It's the same thing that happened last Saturday. Like we watched the same
lack
game
of aggressiveness.
Again.
Yeah,
no, he and went Alf, to the cup, but he wasn't getting calls too.
But Alf, to your point, we've been.
No, you can't. Yeah. You can't.
Yeah.
We've been saying all year that this entire team has not – the mindset has not been as aggressive as last year. And I've been saying it all year. It's going from the hunter to the hunted. It was just different last year. Last year, they felt like they had to prove it. And this year, maybe they feel like complacent or I don't know. It's just they don't have it this year.
That's dumb too because they should be feeling the need to prove it more because everyone has
totally agreed.
Some bullshit.
I don't think it's that as much. I mean, it's Goran. Goran's not himself as much. Like Goran had a great game, but this is a different Goran than was last season. He went five. He didn't shoot a free throw today. Goran went 10 of 17 from the floor, all from the floor. Nothing easy. Everything working hard. But he got in the playoffs last year. He was getting to the cup. He was getting to the basket.
Downhill,
he did everything on jumpers today. He was doing jumpers and floaters all day.
Right.
But how many times did Drew pick his pocket?
But you think about it.
Like, he had four turnovers, one assist.
Right. He had all those things happened, and they still had how many chances to win this game?
No,
that's why I'm not really worried about the series.
Exactly.
That's why I'm not worried. I'm just disappointed that they blew
it. It's frustrating. I'm just annoyed.
I'm very disappointed.
Like, this is what Game 5 looks like, guys.
Yeah, no, I know. This isn't
Chicago in 2011 Game 1 when fucking Taj Gibson put his nuts on Dwayne Wade's back, and we lost by 35 points. It doesn't feel the same.
And one thing, seeing Jimmy having a horrible shooting night, and seeing what we saw tonight, there's no scenario that I foresee where this series truly gets out of hand. Like this, it made me actually feel really, this kind of made me feel pretty confident in this series. Not even, you know, like cocky Heat fan aside, because it is still Heat in five. I mean, it's how many times can we say that? But like this game, this series is going to be like, we have it in hand. We can do this.
Yeah.
I'm not, you just got to win one game in Milwaukee, right? Exactly. So you come back, you survived a bad night from your superstars. You come back and you, you know, you win, you know, you win the next game by five. And then you come to Miami with a full arena. Like, that's the thing we got to remember. Miami's going to have 17,000 people in attendance. Like, it's going to feel like the first home game.
Completely open?
Yeah, 17,000. They're open to 17,000.
Oh, shit.
I didn't know that.
Super spreader event. But but listen, there might not be that many people at the second game, but they're going to, you know, you just got to get the one.
Yeah, that's it. You got to get the one.
You get the one while everyone's there.
And listen, even this guy knows.
Right, exactly.
It's always Heat in five.
That's right.
You managed to survive a bad shooting night. You survived a bad shooting night from your stars. You got good, you know, bench production. Is that bench production guaranteed? Are we getting that same?
And that's not even good bench. It's only Goran.
And it's Tyler not. Sucked. It was only Goran.
Tyler sucked. Andre sucked.
Well, and some people are a couple threes. Tyler was.
And some people are saying that, like, well, Kendrick, you're not going to get that kind of production Kendrick out of your bench again. Like, you know, Goran.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing is, like, maybe Goran is not going to shoot like that again, perhaps. But the thing is, like, the simple fact is Goran looks healthy. And we've been saying all season, if he can regain his health, Goran is still a good, useful player. And so he clearly is like that right now. So I'm not overly concerned what we're going to get out of Goran for the rest of the series. I hope his health stays this way.
Right.
But I'm not concerned that just like his talent level is just going to dip the next game because it's always been about health.
They shot better from three than they did from two.
That's not
good.
They shot 33% from two and 40% from
with 16 of 49 from two.
They
also weren't getting to the line, you know?
I like what Frankie said.
Go ahead, Siobhan.
Oh, no, what Frankie was saying about the difference in the way that Goran is scoring this season versus last, and that, you know, correlates to their lack of free throw attempts. He's in his old man bag now. Right. He's not able to get downhill. So, yeah, he is giving us still, though, he's shooting well. We do miss, though, attacking and putting pressure. Right.
100%. And we haven't talked about the fact that we were hoping we were going to get some of that from Nunn.
Yeah.
Especially against the way that this team gives you the middle of the floor like that.
He was all right. Nunn wasn't bad.
He only played 23 minutes.
I thought he'd get more minutes because once he started hitting shots, he got a little rhythm. Yeah. And then he got yanked.
That's how he plays.
And then once he lost that rhythm.
But like the way we played tonight, if you didn't know when they played last, what would you have guessed? Would you have said they played two nights ago or would you say they played a week ago?
No, they looked rusty.
They looked rusty as shit.
Rusty?
The first quarter especially, holy shit. Some of the passes, Jimmy threw one under Bam's legs.
Right. On the baseline?
He had a dunk right there.
The whole first half was just bad passes.
Yes. I mean, from the jump, the NBA never should have scheduled this as an afternoon game. They were trying to fuck with us. No. This is bullshit.
Mostly bullshit to us.
Brass is just salty as fuck about it.
Brass
said, I had shit to do today.
I missed most of my daughter's 6-year-old birthday party, but hey, what are you going to do?
You don't get to
Heat in five without missing your daughter's birthday party.
Exactly. That's culture.
To the next 6-year-old
culture.
Speaking of culture, let's lighten the mood a little bit and, you know, get to the scoring deluge from Mr. Deadman in a segment we like to call Mr. Deadman's Garage.
My favorite though is that old black man that work on everybody's car in the black neighborhood. You know, you need a little carburetor fix or something, you go to him, he be talking to you whole time with his just hanging off his lip. What you got there now? What you got, a flim? Yeah, bring that around here about 4 o'clock. There ain't no goddamn problem. I'll put a carburetor on there for you. I used to work out the plant 15 goddamn years. I'll put a carburetor on there for you. Nigga, just bring me back a pair. Boy, you know what, boy? You look like your goddamn daddy. You don't look like you leave. Ha ha!
I see a lot of Mr. Deadmans in the chat. Thank you, subscribers.
Love that.
Tons of Mr. Deadmans in the chat. Honestly, Brass, this play was so long ago, I don't even remember what it was.
Well, let's roll it then.
Mr. Deadman rolls to the rim and one. He missed a free throw. Yes, one of our few made layups of the night.
That's why I tweeted about it. He scared me. He rolls so hard, I think he's going to miss. Like, he goes so decisively and so, yeah, like, at it. I'm like, oh, shit. He's going to miss.
I love the shuffle of the feet, man. Like, I like... Look at the feet, the foot shuffle.
Oh, you got to get him one time. It's the Flintstone startup.
Oh, my God. It's like a dog on a kitchen floor. Like, twinkle toes.
He's like, ooh, it's coming.
All claw. Oh, man. All claw on vinyl. Nope.
Yeah, but listen.
That was a good breakdown. Claw.
Yeah, but yeah, that was, like I said, that was like second quarter, first quarter. It was his only 2 points of the game. So listen, we got it. We got what we needed from Mr. Deadman tonight. Oh, what? Was that the dog?
You know what? You know what she's saying? That we got to call out some drip drops.
Oh, there we go.
Absolutely. We do have some subs today.
Yeah.
We have Unexpected Teacher subscribed for 4 months at tier one. Nitz Boy gave out 5.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Tier one subs. Eli Bello 305 subscribe for 1 month. And thank you so much for all your support, everybody.
Someone throw me a sub. I need a sub.
You don't have Prime, Frankie? One time.
Mine just ran out yesterday.
One time for Frankie with the sub.
One time for
Frankie. No. I'm not waiting for Frankie. Gotta hit him one time for the sponsor, Harry Blues Gin. Gotta hit him drip drop.
Such a company, man.
Yeah.
I'll work on shortening it for game two. I still gotta figure it out. Good
stuff. Such a company, man. Thank you, Moose.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with 2-day shipping. And the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
And then we have...
Thank Melody for reminding me.
We have a new segment, guys.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. I wish it was on a win, after a win, but the funny thing is Brass and I were looking for the play of the game. And we like to have a little dunk. They did not have a single dunk in the entire game. I'm not joking. Right? I'm not making that up.
Soft.
They did not have a single dunk.
I blame the jerseys, by the way.
No more of that shit.
I don't know whose decision was that.
They played like the fucking Pacers tonight.
Adam Silver probably rigging it.
But let's go. We do have. There were some clutch, great plays at the end of regulation. So let's go, Brass. Let's hit him with the new segment.
Yes.
Brass, one more time, man.
Please. Look at him.
Timmy, pick up your sticks. Come on.
All right, so this is, you know, they were down four, and you got Trevor Ariza from the corner.
It was a good shot.
Listen, man.
Let's see that again.
It was big time.
This is not the guy I expected to hit this shot, but no. Man, when he's got
well, especially how he was shooting it earlier.
But that shows he had no nervousness. He took that shot, didn't even think about it.
Right.
He was one of five.
He's been in every single position in every team in the history of the NBA.
Right, exactly.
He's seen it all.
Everywhere. That's an OG.
Been around the world. Yeah.
All right, here's the next one.
And this is the biggest play of the game. Right here, Jimmy gets the ball. They're trying to get Duncan open. Nothing happens. So Jimmy pulls out against the best defensive player in the league. Gah, 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 gah.
Made him look silly.
Just straight blow by.
Got him.
Straight blow by. No moves. No. Just got not even a hezzy. Nothing. Just boom. Blow by.
But he gave us 8 3 pointers.
Nothing.
But you saw
nine.
And you saw what he did when he saw Brooke coming over. He quick shotted it right on him. Mm-hmm. Like boom.
Yeah.
He released that way before he wanted it to.
Off the
wrong foot, but he did what he had to do because Brooke was coming over, and that's partially because of the way they can play because of Bam, but that's another story. I wish we had some better plays for a play of the game, but
you would think Bam would have at least a motherfucking dunk like that.
One fucking dunk.
That sounds ridiculous.
One dunk?
Not a single dunk.
We got a sub from Shmyra Schminderman.
Myra Schmidtman.
Wait.
Whoa.
So that's tier one.
Wow.
Give it to a Moose.
Moose, give it to him. I'm lining it up.
Give it to him.
Gotta hit him one time with the Hairy Blues. Drip drop.
I can't wait for Schmooper Schmorehead.
guys, don't forget, you can go to your local Total Wine and Spirits, pick up Harry Blue's gin. Tell them Heat Beat sent you.
Man. Like I like gin.
That's a weird conversation with the cashier.
Yeah, that's true. That's weird. I like all kinds of alcohol.
Like you do from Guardians. Who?
And I like that it's local too. That's the most important.
Yes, it's a Miami company. We met with the owner.
Or local.
And he wants to work with Miami based podcasts like us. We want to work with Miami-based companies, so go out there. Please support Harry Blues Gin.
It's really good stuff.
Get fucked up on Harry Blues, and if you do get too fucked up,
go ahead and pull out
the time
we got
proof.
You covered for the whole party.
Yeah, listen, from beginning to end,
just like WAP and
there you go.
Go ahead, go to 8thproof.com. Use the promo code MHB10 for 10% off your order. It's just three simple steps. You just take the vitamins and you feel better. Like I feel like shit.
And then you wake up like this.
I feel like shit today, but I did not get it.
And then you wake up.
Yes.
That is the whitest bedroom I've ever seen.
Hit him one time with a stretch.
I'm excited to use this tomorrow because it's my birthday tomorrow, so I'm gonna get fucked up and have this.
Give it to him.
Most hit him one time.
Grass's birthday tomorrow. Definitely. Hold up, I got to line up a good one for this one. One of the Harry Blues. Drip, drop.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Brass. Hopefully, your party doesn't get ruined by a day playoff game.
Yeah. It would be hilarious if your daughter decides to skip your birthday party to watch.
How's that feel?
She's like, the Lakers are playing, motherfucker. What Lakers, you doing?
Yeah. I'm watching LeBron.
Fucking,
you did it first.
Can we talk about LeBron again? I know people still want to talk about this.
What did he do?
Get him back.
Okay.
Get him back for an interview.
Okay. So, like, COVID protocols. He broke COVID protocols.
Oh, yes.
And the league is just like, we're going to let him slide.
Mm-hmm. Don't do it again.
Now is get there out there, anyone? Is there anyone in our fucking chat that if Jimothy fucking Buckets did that, right. Broke protocol, is right. He's out for 2 weeks, right?
Absolutely.
Like,
for sure.
What Listen. Is this superstar treatment that LeBron James is getting?
Not only would Brian be out, but then they would do the entire team. Well, who else was at the event?
Like, absolutely. It's ridiculous.
Not even asking LeBron, hey, so were any of your teammates there? Because you know AD was there.
I mean that's a given. There are pictures.
Oh, really?
You can just flag.
I don't care enough about him to actually go check.
Oh, I don't either. I just saw Drake's big face in the picture, and I was
ridiculous.
Like, why announce the violation?
If you're not doing shit about it.
Well, they didn't. No, they didn't announce it. They didn't announce it. ESPN found out about the party.
Ooh, they're going to get a very angry phone call from Adam Silver.
Yeah. From LeBron. That's who they're going to get the phone call from.
That's true.
One of these days.
They're going to be walking it back real soon. They're going to be
That's true. Yeah, you're right. Not Adam Silver. They're going to go higher up.
Yeah. And then, I decided to take my talents to Bleacher Report. That's what he's going to say.
The fact that he's not vaccinated and he's kind of coming out like, oh, it's not a big deal. Like, bro, like you stayed in all the fucking wrong signals right now. But you know what? He's a golden boy. Can't be touched. Right.
But then
was he wearing an eye patch at the tequila launch?
Absolutely.
And a crutch. Just to balance it out.
You know, he's in a wheelchair. He's straight in a wheelchair. He can't walk.
He only took the middle
AD
shot.
Roll me.
AD, push me.
He took the middle shot at tequila. That's the only one.
I'm not taking three shots. LeBron, it's just one.
Right.
That's too much. Just give me one of them motherfuckers. Why you got all these shots lined up? I just need one. Back and back to practice. Zero Dark 30.
Asshole.
Big ass baby.
Right? This big ass baby.
Do we have questions?
Someone said he was injured for a month with mass vax availability. He's not vaccinated by choice. Believe me, if LeBron wanted the vaccine, they'd have pulled
it. He would have been the first one to
get it. He needed it out.
Exactly.
They would have brought it. Yeah. They'd have brought a FEMA trailer to his house.
Right.
Come on.
If his ass is getting swept in a playoff series down 3-0, it's like, oh no, I got COVID, guys. I'm sorry. Look, I'm not vaccinated.
Right.
Yeah.
It's an easy out. And then it's not his fault that they lost.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's he just doesn't
I
just
got the COVID. Smell. Turns out there was germs in my eyes.
He'll make up a whole bunch of lies. I can't smell this locker room.
Germs in my eyes.
I can smell.
It's some dirt from
Caruso gave me rabies.
I feel the spikes in my eye.
The dirt from Draymond's fingernails is still caught.
He's afraid. He doesn't know how that vaccine is going to interact with the other shots he gets. So
that's true. That's a great point, Al.
That's a good point.
Actually, that's a good point. You might have nailed it. For real, not during the season. He'll get vaccinated in the off season.
Exactly.
He's like 5G, right? HDH. I don't know how these motherfuckers gonna interact.
Too many G's.
One more G, and it's he's like, that's too many G's. I see 6G.
HGH is 9 letters.
No. This looks too long.
Like, what does that say?
No, that's Derrick Rose.
He don't know the definition of it.
I'm not taking hugger.
What? He just goes up to LeBron. For those on the pod, he hugs them.
Not thank you for explaining the visual joke, Frankie, and also the pod listeners. Oh, all right, guys. So the next game is Monday. Was it Monday night? Right.
Yeah. Monday night.
Yo, listen. Were any Monday of you? Were any of you guys? Right. Were any of y'all as fucking relieved as I was that it wasn't? They have no NBA TV games.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Because I've been dogging out the Knicks and Hawks.
Yeah,
I'll just put my profile on private if they were if they had one.
I don't follow. What does that have to do anything?
Because
I
was on NBA TV.
Yeah, yes, I get that.
Because I've been saying the Knicks and Hawks are going to be the NBA TV series, and if it was us, oh man,
they would tell you what they were. They were wearing the jerseys for NBA TV.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sorry. That 2 o'clock 2 o'clock game for the Heat Bucks series is essentially
it's not
the
no,
next.
They can't.
It was a slap in the face. The Heat saw that they were going to play at 2 o'clock on Sunday, and they're like, you know what, Heat and five, we'll give them this one.
This is a primetime game, man. I'm sorry. This matchup, the blood, it's
On Wednesday they put Washington Philly on NBA TV, so they could have Atlanta New York on primetime.
What?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh,
and I ain't watching either one. I ain't watching one.
Unless we do an hangover time, then no.
I'm gonna catch up.
I'm still not watching. If you hangover,
no, I'm still not gonna watch.
I was kidding.
I'm just showing up.
I show up. I yell drip drop a few times. I get the fuck out of there.
I'm gonna act like a real
checklist.
Still get paid.
Exactly. I'm gonna act like a real New Yorker, not read the news, not watch the game, but just show up.
There you go.
Just show up. Fuck it. That's it.
Ignorance is
bliss. You know what I'm talking about. Exactly. Brass, you know what I'm talking about.
Fuck the Knicks.
Forever.
Forever. Nixon zero.
This is Hawks beat.
That's going to be funny as fuck if the Hawks beat Hawks them, man.
Hawks beat, yeah.
Don't make me root for Trae Young.
No, I'm not rooting for Trae Young. Everybody root for Trae Young.
He was going to leave his little brother in the fucking forest. In the
Solo is going to beat Julius Randle with LeBron's ankle, okay?
Yep.
He still got that shit.
My bad. He was the little brother left in the forest.
No, but I was with you, Sean. I like that. I like that.
I missed
that.
I was riding
it with
the brothers
you.
Up. My bad.
It's okay. It's
and
okay.
I'll be running a Solomon Hill fucking Stan account. For
that's
this
it.
Series.
That's what we're
gonna
do.
I am all in on Solomon Hill.
We'll get him on hangover time. Yeah.
He's clearly according to LeBron, he's an assassin.
Exactly.
His post game interview.
What's up, guys? Great job. Oh, fuck this.
Man. He's gotta be
great. I got time for this shit.
There was a few scrums today, and I was like, why isn't anybody asking politely if they can pick the ball up? I'm like, they just diving around angles. So dangerous.
Just diving.
Grown men diving on the floor.
What's going on?
Oh, what's happening? I was like, anyway. So how do you guys feel about this next game?
Sweep.
I feel good. Yeah. I legitimately feel good.
Mm-hmm.
I say
it's Monday night.
You know, I think they got the rust. I do think they got the rust off a little bit. I think they learned a lot from today. And I think it's a dub. Yeah. I mean, I'm not even concerned. I have no concern about Monday.
Right. We haven't even talked about it. I think it's on Bally's too, but it is on TNT. We haven't even talked
about
Giannis.
All right.
10 for 27, 6 of 13 from the free throw line, 5 turnovers.
Yeah.
He scored 26 points on 27 shots. They did a great fucking job.
Exactly. They did a good job on him.
And half of those makes were putbacks.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think why I'm upset. Like, damn, we had it right there. Just squeeze this one out. I'm not upset. I'm not worried.
That's why it's annoying.
I'm just like, damn.
Yeah. We get that.
Honestly, we would all be less pissed off if we didn't lose it in overtime. Because once we got to overtime, we were like, oh, we're taking this shit.
Right.
Yeah. Especially the way that the regulation ended. I was like, oh, we got the shit in the bag.
Yeah.
Fucking Bobby.
You know, that.
This game showed
me. I like Bobby.
That, like,
no, he played good, but fuck him. We're in the series.
They could beat them. You got Drew Holiday. They can beat. I was a little. That's what I'm saying. This game, the way we played, they could beat them. Like, there's no question. They can beat them. Like,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
We got the tools to beat them. No question.
They could beat. Yeah, what'd you say? Get his ankle?
Well,
No, I said I love this angle.
Yo, we probably lost because I'm in the backyard. I can't be. Yo. I'm not in my. Cage.
Listen, we were all. They had us all off our game today with this afternoon right. shit.
For real, yeah.
right? Brass is missing.
Oh, I can't. Right, Brass got tested.
Brass is causing long term damage to his children. Yo, I'm showing right. them.
They saved me. A piece of birthday cake. I'm kidding. I had the birthday right. cake. I didn't miss a whole party. You assholes.
Brass showed up after they sang, got a piece of cake and was like, "All right, I'll see you next year."
Drip drop.
Never had cake with a gimlet before. It's kind of a
nice, what's that weird mix?
You didn't hear Brass get tested earlier? Because I was cracking jokes and he knew I was about to go too far. He was like, let's move on.
I know.
First of all, Brass, don't you ever come for me again unless I call for you. I love you. Oh.
Fair.
That was that cake gimlet you said?
Oh, there, yeah, that gimlet. The birthday cake and gimlet. It's a weird mix.
They don't know.
Cakes and gimlets.
Cakes and gimlets.
Nah, I'm not worried.
We're not worried. This is why we laughing, people. We're not worried. Yeah.
I feel really good. I legitimately feel really good about next game. There's no fucking way they lose the next game.
Yeah. I wanted them to snatch their soul from the jump.
But the fact that we feel this good after a loss.
No, of course.
Come on.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yes.
It's fine.
It's in the bag.
I'm not going to lie to y'all. I literally, I have a feeling that next game is going to be the Tyler Hero game. I'm going to say it now because I have a feeling. For some reason, I got a feeling his little narrow ass is going to show up.
Oh, get the white boy Moose, going.
Moose, keep falling back.
Huh?
Keep falling back,
Moose.
I can't fall back. I'm just saying, if he goes off on Monday, it is going to be a very special Drip Drop Monday night sponsored by Harry Blue's Gin. Drip Drop.
I like how
Moose
put his head around the Drip Drop grab.
Yeah, I saw that too.
We can still see you, Moose. But we know what you look like.
Frankie said Kendrick going for 30 next game.
Oh, yeah. He's just getting his open looks. He's going to play his rhythm. Yeah. I think he's
gonna... too soft.
Yeah. He was playing like Adam West tonight.
Yeah, like Goran got to.
That was funny.
I'm sorry.
I liked it. I was a little late on it, but it was good. I liked it.
I was like, wait, what?
I just heard what he said right now.
I'm like, Adam West.
Not Batman, but Adam West.
Yeah, I get West. It now, too.
Oh, okay.
It took me a while.
No, but Goran was working hard to get to that mid-range spot. Kendrick was getting that look all day. And those threes, too. He's going to get those shots.
Yeah.
Put this man in a Heat 5 shirt.
But the one thing I want to – we didn't talk about – Don't do that. The one thing we didn't talk about before we get out of here. Yo, they're going to give Duncan these looks every game because he's open. He's open.
Yeah.
Mind blown.
Yep.
He's open.
My mind was gone.
24 on 13 but shots.
Maybe the Bucks know he's a better contested shooter than he is an open shooter.
Because he's open.
I was proud of him after that bullshit flagrant. Alf in our chat was just like, you better hit a three after this. And what did you do? Hit a fucking three.
That was clutch. That was big.
That's baby shit to fall down on the ground after getting hit by Duncan Robinson. Dude, that is shameful shit.
I don't know. Unbelievable. Duncan, he didn't miss.
His arm hair.
Middleton is leaning on him. He's leaning on him, but it took his arms out of the way.
Ridiculous.
You got beat up by a podcaster. Not a flagrant. Come on.
Right. You got beat up by a podcaster. Mm-hmm.
Who put that clip of Duncan dancing in the chat?
That was me.
Listen, Dom Tello, don't let me go after you like fucking G does. Come on.
It
wasn't a No, that's bullshit because Goran loses a tooth every other game and he gets called for the foul.
Yeah,
thank you, Frankie.
Never like that. That guy's always in the chat screaming at a fucking cloud. Shut up.
like and like in a superstar player like Duncan Robinson. I mean, this man is one of the greatest shooters in NBA history. Yeah, fuck all y'all. Put some respect. You don't get that kind in a game That's one, right. a tight game like this. You do not give that man a flagrant.
That's right. She's unless you want to
unlock Duncan's box for the. Yeah, that's kind of a weird phrasing situation. But for the rest of this series, man, like, hey, you did it. Fine. Watch what you asked for.
Ball don't lie, because he stepped in line. He missed one. I was so afraid that I was going to be 4 points on that possession, because that was just going to be it.
Yeah.
That was going to be a wrap. And then, for Dragic to hit that corner three and fucking Middleton, man. Fucking Middleton.
But you know what? Hopefully they learned. Let's not let it come down to that.
I hope they fought in the locker room. Wake up.
For who?
Wake
each up. Other?
Yeah.
They would have just had to jump Bam.
I hope UD put his fucking finger in Bam's face.
They need to be
look at the back of the jump.
You know, guys, I'm actually just getting word. We have another big get, another really, really big get for us, guys. I'm shocked that we got this, but he's only got time for one question. So here he is, off of a game one win, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh wow!
This is unbelievable.
Oh man!
Wow. Giannis, thank you so very much for taking time after this. We know that you won this game. Are you feeling good about this series, or do you feel like you have it in hand? Or, what do you think? What do you think? How do you see this series playing out?
Read the shirt. Heat in five.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.